It is an excellent project. It's the kind of investment that does create jobs. It's important because the dredging of the port will allow the Port of Miami to participate in the Panamax trade. The widening of the Panama Canal, Tom, has given rise to construction of new, bigger container ships that have deeper drafts. And so if the port isn't improved, it wouldn't be able to compete for that new business.
And that new business is coming through the canal basically because now the canal is too narrow. They have to go to the West Coast ports and then ship that freight across the country by train or rail.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
And there's a lot of competition amongst all the ports in the southeast for this business. Charleston and Savannah have already deepened and widened their ports, and they have a substantial amount of business and a competitive advantage unless we begin to deepen our ports.
Now, Governor Scott is saying this project will create 33,000 jobs. Does that seem like a pretty good estimate based on, you know, what we've seen in other cities that have done these type of projects? And how many of those jobs will be permanent and how many will be over when the construction ends?
Well, the dredging of the port will create a very few number of jobs because it's highly capital intensive, not labor intensive. The expansion and the allowance of the Panamax trade will create some jobs, but 33,000 is a substantial exaggeration in my opinion.
Does it require more personnel to operate a deeper port?
Well, it requires some, and where the real job creation comes is in the stimulative effect on the area's economy for the warehousing and the transportation services associated with servicing the larger ships that come in and out of the ports. And we saw a great demonstration of that in Jacksonville when they expanded their port and provided more facilities, and Mitsui came in with a million-square-foot distribution center. So that's the kind of thing that a port can trigger, Tom.
Now, Governor Scott is pledging $77 million for this port dredging project, but you know, the state is in deep financial trouble already, as we've been discussing for months. Where will this $77 million come from?
They're going to have to find the money in the budget somewhere. And that's why rejecting the high-speed rail grant was such a bad decision, Tom, because all of that money was going to come from the federal government. It appeared that the contractors were willing to pay for the state's matching share, so we would have had a $2.2 billion construction project underway at no cost to the state.
Of course, some studies of those projected costs, as well as reports from existing rail projects, I'm thinking of the heavily used lines in the Northeast Corridor, indicate that Governor Scott was right and that the project would have lost money.
Well, first of all, it's irrelevant because the contractors were willing to pick up the operating losses anyway. But even if one granted that it was relevant, the Florida Department of Transportation was the one that recently came out with a study saying that the train probably would have made operating money. The other studies were from interest groups, not from a bona fide state agency.
Well, in any case, whether you were in favor of the bullet train or not, it's dead for the foreseeable future. So let's talk about this port dredging project, which the governor has more or less positioned as his alternative project to high-speed rail. The high-speed rail line was an Orlando to Tampa project. It would have had a direct impact on our economy here in Central Florida. What effect will this Miami port project have on us here?
It's not going to have any noticeable effect on Central Florida's economy, Tom.
What if this turns out to be a successful project? Is there a chance that would then expand perhaps to Port Everglades, to Port Manatee, to Port Tampa?
It certainly will be a successful project, in my opinion. And yes, it certainly can and should expand to Tampa in particular because they have the rail connection to the port. So that would be the most competitive port we have to participate in this traffic. But I think any port that is able to expand and able to accommodate these new Panamax ships will gain some of the service traffic. Port Everglades has rail connection near the port. Tampa has rail to the port. But that's another improvement that's necessary for Florida's ports in order for them to continue to hold their competitive positions.